Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Ephesians 4:30, are you there? Scripture says, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed until the day of redemption." Don't grieve Him. He's a person, isn't He? An impersonal entity. You can't grieve a chair. You can't grieve an instrument. You can't grieve electricity. But the Holy Spirit can be grieved. How would He be grieved? Grieved with something that you're doing. And so many times, see, He lives in you. And sometimes people say, "Man, that just grieved me." Well, a lot of times you're sensing His grief. He's in you. It grieved Him, and you sensed it in you because He's in you. And if it grieves Him, we ought to fix it quickly. If it's within our power. Right? Grieve not. Now, see, all these have to do with respecting Him. Showing Him the proper reverence and deference. Now, that doesn't mean that we get cold and scared. He's also the one that gives you joy unspeakable and full of glory. Peace that passes understanding. Amen? But we must learn the ways of the Spirit. So many times, individuals and even whole groups have only learned one or two or three ways to respond to Him. And so no matter what they sense, they respond that way. Some people have learned to shout. So if the Spirit moves in hilarity, they shout. If He moves in soberness, they shout. If He moves with revelation, they shout. If He moves for a healing line, they don't have a healing line, they shout. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Because they have learned to yield that way, but they're limited in their scope of understanding and expressing what He's doing. Brother Hagin, Kenneth Hagin, who's in heaven now, rejoicing. Our spiritual father in the faith, one of the meetings he took us on, in New York State, he had me stand up and he said, "This Brother Keith," he said, "I brought him to teach in the morning." He said, "I personally trained him and said some very nice things." And when he got through, I sat down and I wondered about that. Because I got to know him and spent some personal time with him later, but especially at that time, it was very little personal time. I'd hardly saw the man except on the platform. And he said he personally trained me. Because in my mind, I had this thing of what that meant. That meant you're pals. And you sit down over meals and you ask him questions and he answers your questions. And boy, if you'd have been waiting on that, you'd have been waiting a long time. And later on back at the room, I even asked the Lord about it. I said, "Lord, I know He said that. He personally trained me. He's probably right, but, and the Lord began to deal with me." He said, "Sure He did. Sure He did. In that seat, on that pew, every day, I did, through Him, train you." And see, sometimes people think they want to know personalities. No, it's not personalities you want to know. It's the anointing. And so many times, ministers are stronger anointed in the service. Not always, but many, many times. And it's not just flesh you want to be around. It's the anointing. And it's the anointing that teaches. And I begin to realize, and the Lord taught me further past that, that day after day, I'd be there on the front row. And He'd come in. And we'd sense the Spirit moving. And I knew it was the Holy Ghost. I knew that much. But I didn't know what He wanted to do. And I'd sense, that's different than what I've sensed before. But what to do with it? But then I'd see Him interpret the flow of the Spirit and go and yield the right direction. And without realizing it, I'm learning volumes. Just by being there, because then later on in my own ministry, something would come up and I think, I've been here before. I know what this is. This is this kind of anointing. This is what we do with this. And with all of us, friends, that's one of the great advantages of being around people who have walked with God longer than you have. Amen. Amen. Because I don't care how diligent you are. I don't care how diligent you are to pray and how diligent you are to study and how intelligent you think you are. There's one area you will never catch your elders in. Never. Experience.
Amen.
So respect that. Amen. Respect. Even though you might be able to quote more scripture, that doesn't mean you got more experience, and you never will have. So respect that. But we must learn. And I believe the Lord's in the process of teaching us as a church. Amen. And don't misunderstand. We're not going to even, you know, the Lord tarries his coming that long. 50 years from now, we're not going to stand up and go, we got it. We've learned every way. No, you won't, because he is so big. He's so multifaceted and amazing. I suppose millennia from now, I know millennia from now, the Holy Ghost will move a completely different way we ever heard it with, like, wow, because he's God. Unlimited. Phyllis and I used to go to a church and minister in another state. And bless his heart, there was a guy there. He was an older gentleman. Every time I was there, every service I was there, when the anointing would begin to come in any way, he'd jump and shout and run. He couldn't run very fast, but he'd run. And I mean, I don't care what kind of anointing it was, anytime he sensed the Spirit in any way, up, he'd jump and shout and run. And I know what happened years ago, you know, in 57 or whatever, the Holy Ghost moved and it was a time to jump and run and shout. And everybody jumped and run and shout. And that's good. But then for years after that, every time he sensed the anointing, he only knew one way to respond. I've laid hands on people before to receive the Holy Spirit. And they just start screaming or hollering or jumping. Because that's the only way they knew how to respond. They sensed the Holy Spirit. They knew he was on them. They knew something was going on. And that's all they knew to do. And sometimes you have to stop them and put your hands on their shoulder and say, stop. No, stop. Speak. Speak. Don't jump. Speak. Like Brother Hagin used to say, they short circuit the anointing. That's, he talked about that. And really take you the wrong direction. You know, the Spirit of God can be moving and strong in a place and people sense the anointing. And there's some people, bless their hearts, if they sense the Spirit and it gets quiet, they're going to try to jump up and give a tongue. And it's not always time to give a tongue. Yeah, but I sense the Spirit. That don't mean it's time for a tongue. There are many ways that he moves. Everybody say, teach us, Lord.
Teach us, Lord.
Of the many ways
of your Spirit.
That we interpret the right flow, see the right direction, and go the right way. Because I'm convinced that many times we sense the anointing. We knew God was moving, but we went a wrong direction with it. And things that he intended to happen did not happen. Because we went a wrong way. And so many times just in our ignorance. Not people trying to be rebellious. Just didn't know any better. I've been there. You've been there. But he's our teacher. To help us learn and grow beyond this. Grow above this. Can you say amen? The Bible said you don't have to turn there. But in Isaiah 63:10. Isaiah 63:10 said they rebelled and vexed his Holy Spirit. That word literally means to disturb, also means to annoy and irritate. Can you irritate the Holy Spirit? Can you annoy him? Can you grieve him? Can you quench him? Yeah. And we don't want to, right? We don't want to do it ignorantly. Now go to Hebrews, please. The 10th chapter. I know we're a little quiet today and this is a little different, but we need all kinds of services, don't we? And I believe something the Lord has said. He corrected me on my little 3 R's I gave you. He said the 3 R's are right. But the order is wrong. Number one, respect. Amen. Because that is a key to being more aware. That's a key to number two. Recognizing. If you don't respect him enough, it's like Rick following me around, you know. If I don't respect him enough to even acknowledge that he's there and turn around and look, he may have something to say to me. But if he's a gentleman, he's not just going to interrupt me, try to push it off on me. I'll have to respect what he's got to say and look to him and ask. And one thing about the Holy Spirit, you must understand, he is not at all like the devil. The devil is a coercer. He's a manipulator. He tries to push stuff off on you. He tries to make you do things the Holy Ghost does not. He's manifest as a dove. International symbol of peace, gentleness. He's not a dove. He was manifest as that in the form, shape. But we ought to respect him. In Hebrews, are you there? 10th chapter. Hebrews 10 and verse 26. Well, 23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Aren't you glad we're here this morning? Amen. Doing that verse. As the manner of some is. Even in that day, a lot of folk didn't go to church. But exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully, after that we've received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sorer punishment suppose you shall he be thought worthy who has trodden under foot the Son of God and has counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing and has done despite unto the Spirit of grace. Did you hear that phrase? Done despite to the Spirit of grace. The NAS says has insulted the Spirit of grace. Can the Holy Ghost be grieved? Can he be vexed and quenched? Can he be insulted? Yes, he can. Well, he's a person. Can you be insulted? Well, he's a person. He could be insulted. He can be insulted.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Reverence the Spirit, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1019. That's R-1019. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.